Welcome to the International Double Reed Society podcast. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the IDRS. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased to have you come join us. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of double reeds. Well, it's my pleasure to be here with Stefan Levesque, who did a marvelous performance last evening at the International Double Reed Society concert, and he's been just packed in the crowds this morning. My wife told me I couldn't make the event, but she just said it was phenomenal, and I'm just delighted to be here with Stefan. And I'm going to ask Stefan a little bit about how did he get his position in Montreal? What led to that?
Well, I'm very lucky because I'm originally from Montreal. I grew up in Montreal. I went to school there for my undergrad. And then I wanted to play in a symphony orchestra, and there were no positions in Montreal that were open. So I went to grad school in the States and then went to the New World Symphony and eventually got a job in Buffalo. And while I was in the Buffalo Philharmonic, there were two openings almost back-to-back in the Montreal Symphony. So I first won the associate principal job when John Clauser left to go to the Cleveland Orchestra. And then shortly after that, Whitney Crockett, who was principal, got the job at the Metropolitan Opera. So I had to re-audition, and I got that job. So I've been there since 1998, and it's great to be home. I feel very, very fortunate.
Well, I know that you teach in several different locations. I think McGill, I believe, is one of them. You teach in a summer music festival. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about what do you try to impress upon your students in those places?
I'm very lucky that my teachers, both at the Montreal Conservatory and then after that at Yale, were very, very generous, very devoted teachers who loved everything that they did with every student. And so what I try to do as much as possible, first of all, is to share that love of music and of the instrument that I got from them. And beyond that, I think if I had to summarize it as quickly as possible for the podcast, I'd say that I try to impress that singing is something that can be done on any instrument. I'm just as influenced by recordings of great cellists and singers and pianists as I am by great bassoon recordings. So I think find your voice, find the way you want to sound, the concept that you have in your head has to come out, and then if you are going to be able to pass it along the way opera singers are able to do it, or the way great cellists can do it. I say cello just because of the range. It's obvious for bassoon players. Then you know that you're transcending the bassoon. You know, it can be so much more than just a bassoon.
I was wondering, do you have any funny anecdotes or something that happened that you could relay to our listeners?
I have some, but they can't be told on the internet. I think the interesting thing is when you asked me, Terry, to do this interview for a podcast, that this is actually my second podcast, and the first one I did was through a Quebec Arts Council, a music council project called Adopt a Musician. And you would take these classical musicians, and there were 30 of us, and we all got matched up according to our interests with non-classical music-related media. So I ended up on a radio show on French CBC, Radio-Canada, where they do a lot of adventuresome out there underground music, and I happen to be a bit of a closet heavy metal fan, and so when they found out about that, we did a podcast and a whole evening show where they thought it was just great that a bassoonist in the Montreal Symphony enjoyed, you know, Metallica. So it's on the French CBC website somewhere. You can look it up.
The link for that podcast that Stefan was referring to will appear on the IDRS podcast site. But here it is in case you want to write it down. HTTP, then it goes bandeapart.fm/podcast_archives.com. ASP, pound sign, LISTEPODCAST33. But again, that will be on the website if you want to listen to that. Do you have a favorite piece you'd like to recommend to our audience?
I have many favorite pieces, but in terms of you know, bassoon repertoire, if I had to narrow it down today, the answer would be different tomorrow probably. But today I would say it's a piece that I played last summer at the conference, the Concertino by Marcel Bitch, who was a French composer. I think he's still alive. Was born in 1921. And it is originally for bassoon and orchestra, but the orchestral material is rental. It's hard to get. But I was very lucky to get to perform it with orchestra last year at the conference. What I really enjoy about it is that it's not too long, but it's technically very challenging, and lyrically it's very challenging. I like to call it the mini Jolivet concerto, because it's not quite the 20 minutes of madness of the Jolivet, but it is quite tricky, and it's also it's a wonderful work that people, bassoonists and non-bassoonists, enjoy. And most of the times I enjoy performing it as well.
I'm so sorry that the Beach Concerto is not available for this podcast. So instead, we're going to offer a recording that Stefan made at the IDRIS conference in 2001 at West Virginia University. And this is a portion of the Otmar Nuzio Variations on an Arietta by Pergolesi. This is the U.S. Army Orchestra with LTC Tony Carson conducting.
Was very, very lucky to study with Stephen Maxim, and after that with Frank Morelli at Yale and at the Banff Center. And I think that, you know, I call him my mentor. A lot of what I do on the bassoon and a lot of the way I am away from the bassoon comes from talking with him, hearing great stories, and seeing how people loved him. And you know, we call it the Maxim family, and I feel very lucky to be a part of it. And I got introduced to Mr. Maxim because my first teacher in Montreal, Rodolfo Masella, met him at a number of Montreal final exams at the Conservatoire, and he said, "You really have to play for this man." And so I would say that, you know, musically, that's where my roots are.
Thank you very much for sharing with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
This is the exciting part of the podcast where you, the listener, can participate in the program. In each podcast, a brief portion of a work for oboe or bassoon will be played. If you know the piece, email me the title, movement, and composer at idrspodcast idrspodcast@comcast.net. That's all lowercase, idrspodcast@comcast.net. Please include your name, your city of residence, and your birth date in the email message. The youngest person giving the correct answer will win the Unfabulous Sonic Prize in the next program. Entries need to be received by the 21st of each month to be eligible. We had two people who successfully guessed the piece that started this podcast and ends this podcast, and that was the Poulenc Trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano, the third movement. But the youngest person to guess it was Elizabeth Williams from Huntsville, Alabama. Congratulations, Elizabeth. And as Elizabeth's prize, we're going to have a performance of the Weizenborn Trio, the Turkish March, done by honorary member of the International Double Reed Society, Sol Schoenbach, and also featuring Otto Eifert and William Winstead. Our next mystery piece is a very famous work for oboe written in the 20th century. If you know the movement, the name of this piece, and the composer, please email me. And be sure to include your birth date as well as your city of residence. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Views expressed by the guest or host do not represent those of the International Double Reed Society. Be sure to listen each month to a new IDRS podcast. For further information, please visit the IDRS website at idrs.org. This is your host, Terry Ewell, thanking you for listening. Goodbye.